Lamont Armstrong is tall and slender, with muscular arms hidden beneath his white button-down shirt. He has a thin mustache on his dark upper lip and cautious brown eyes behind thick-framed glasses. He's smiling, engaging, and appears almost gregarious as he recalls a recent courtroom moment for some of the Duke Law professors who helped him get out of prison.
Judge Turner again, with the big folders in his hand, says, "Mr. Armstrong, do you see what your team has done for you?"
For 6 years, professors and students have worked to free Armstrong. He's relieved to finally be out of his single cell at Piedmont Correctional Institution in Salisbury. But since finding out in mid-June that a fingerprint match would set him free, the nights have been restless.
I haven't slept since Monday night, my birthday, all the way through the last 20 days in prison or 25, whatever it was. Now, with my freedom, I still don't sleep well.
Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you excited about what awaits? Are you scared of this next chapter in your life?
I explained it to my brother and I think Professor Newman that I'm lost, confused, and afraid. Yeah. I'm not really ashamed to admit any of those. A lot of this stuff that's going on today was not going on when I left.
For starters, cell phones. He's coming around, but initially they gave him fits. Also new is another generation. Days after getting out, Armstrong met his granddaughter for the first time. She's 17. Armstrong is a recovering addict, clean since March of 1995. He took prison day by day, serving as a substance abuse counselor and GED teacher. It gave him focus, purpose, and a few dollars a week. He describes those contributions as self-serving.
When I say it was selfish for me, when I did everything I could to pour out to other people's children in the penal system, what I was really doing was trying to alleviate some of the guilt and shame I had because I wasn't out there with my own kids.
He left his two children in 1995 when a jury convicted him of killing his former college professor and family friend, Ernestine Compton. There was no forensic evidence linking Armstrong to the crime, no witnesses, and no motive. The trial happened 7 years after the murder, and key evidence was withheld from the defense. An informant testified that Armstrong confessed to killing Compton, but he later recanted, admitting that police pressured him to finger Armstrong or face a murder charge.
It was obvious to us, even before we had access to the file, that we just read the trial transcript, we read some of the other early documents, and we said, this doesn't sound right.
Professor Teresa Newman is with the Wrongful Convictions Clinic at Duke. She credits Armstrong's release to hardworking law students and cooperation from Greensboro Police and the Guilford County District Attorney. Inconclusive palm and fingerprints from the crime scene were tested again. Christopher Cavanis, once a marginal suspect, later convicted of killing his own father, was a match. The prints were enough to overturn the conviction and send Armstrong out into an unfamiliar world.
The problem in all of these cases is that the charges are dropped and then the guy's just dumped out there.
Jim Coleman has been at Duke Law School since 1991. He wants the state to provide more assistance with transitions like these. Guilford County ADA Howard Newman, no relation to the professor from Duke, agrees.
I think there's a real issue with recidivism that's caused by the fact that we let people out of prison or they finish their sentences and get out of prison. And we don't do anything to acclimate them to society.
Armstrong is transitioning at what he describes as a good pace. He cried for the first time in 17 years, is reconnecting with his children and granddaughter, and says despite some lingering anger, he wants to do more for his fellow man.
I enjoy trying to help an addict or alcoholic right their life, straighten their path, and realize that they can live a productive life. So what I really enjoy is giving back to society what was given to me.
The district attorney is expected to drop the charges against Armstrong in the next few months. At that point, he can seek a pardon from the governor and compensation for the years he served. It's a long shot, and Lamont Armstrong isn't waiting for a check for lost time. He's got a job working as a crisis counselor in Chapel Hill, taking it one day at a time. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.